welcome to your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. And we always have said this for 10 years, you are the key person, especially today on the Real Presence Show. That's right, we're talking all about the Eucharist on this first Friday. In fact, right after the show, I am racing in the car and heading to Mass for First Friday Mass. I can't wait. Are you planning on going to Mass today? Did you attend Mass? Could you share with us on this first Friday? Because we're talking all about the Real Presence, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist, the source and summit of our Christian life. Oh, doesn't that sound wonderful? Can you tell that I just absolutely love the first Friday devotions and the first Saturday devotions as well? This is the month of June for the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so we can talk all about receiving our Lord and being so close to Him in the Eucharist. So if you have something to say, to shout to the world, because this is a worldwide platform, don't get started with your weekend yet. Please call in, because Rich is waiting for your call. Phone lines are lighting up already. That's wonderful. Thank you. Start calling in and share all about the Eucharist. Maybe you've had this sense of wanting to cry, right, with joy when you receive the Eucharist, or when you're waiting to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, as you're walking up to the priest, and you could feel the emotion start welling up inside of you. Has that ever happened to you? Let's talk about it. Let's share that. After you've received our Lord, do you go back to the pew? Do you kneel in deep prayer? Have there been any moving moments for you there with tears? How about praying the Stay With Me prayer, Padre Pio prayer, Stay With Me, Lord? Beautiful prayer. When you say that, do you feel yourself falling in love and closer to Jesus at that moment? There's so many aspects of receiving the Eucharist that we can discuss that are very personal to each and every one of us. But if we don't take this time, this hour that we get to spend with one another, and we don't use it wisely, then it's a missed opportunity, folks. And I love the Real Presence Show. We do it on the first Friday of every month, and it's really to use this platform to catechize and to allow those that are not Catholic to experience what we experience when we go to Mass. And you can do that by your story, by your testimony. So please consider calling in. We are very friendly. Rich is wonderful to talk to at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And my co-host, Jerry Usher, he's on that silent retreat this week. He's finishing, I believe, today. So he's been quiet for like 8 days. I can't wait to hear on Monday how it went. I think that's so exciting. I think I could handle like a 3-day silent retreat. I don't know about an 8-day silent retreat. I think I might go a little crazy. I don't know. I'm not sure. But we have Ace McKay on the controls today. He's our producer for today, and he's doing a fine job. He's also on social media. I'm waving to everybody. I'm back on video. I'm feeling great, you guys. Thank you so much for the prayers. I'm feeling really great. I feel so energized and excited to go to Mass right after the show. And you know, there's still time for you to possibly get to Mass. I have heard lately that on First Friday, there's evening Masses in many dioceses around the country. So maybe you could catch a Mass tonight before you start your weekend. Think about it. But let's talk about the Eucharist, 833-288-EWTN. And if you're not Catholic, I really encourage you to call in and ask questions about why do we call the Eucharist the source and summit of our faith, the source and summit of the Christian life. Why? What do we believe? How do we really feel about Holy Communion? Please call in. Don't be reserved or shy or, you know, hesitant, because this is a chance for you to explore. And we're a wonderful, I believe, a wonderful safe environment where we can really learn and grow together as the mystical body of Christ. Okay, we have Joe already screened and wants to come on air with us to get the conversation started. So let's go to Joe, but let me give the number one more time. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, Joe, is it Is it Old Lyme, Connecticut on Sirius XM 130? Is that the way to say your city, Joe?
That's it. That's the source of Lyme disease.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, you'll always remember it, right, Joe?
Yes.
So tell us.
Yeah. So really quickly, we were invited to go to the Sacred Art Institute for the McGivney Center in New Haven, mm-hmm. which started their pilgrimage to Indianapolis, that leg, last summer. Mm-hmm. And Chris Alar, Father Chris Alar's, you know, presentation on Buenos Aires really helped me get over an issue that had happened to me as a younger man with a priest, and really brought me into and propelled me into this faith around the body, blood, soul, and divinity, and then divine mercy, and the messages of St. Faustina, and now Padre Pio, and then, you know, Inside the Light, understanding the message of Fatima, and how this message has just continued to accelerate since 1917, you know, and culminating in really asking for, you know, St. Joseph's help, because St. Faustina had mentioned that the last battle is going to be on families. So to me, it's just what you said. It really touched me to call, and I don't call these programs when you had mentioned, you know, First Friday, mm-hmm. and that you're going to Mass and your love, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, that that had happened to me too, and really got me to understand more about the faith.
Wow, Joe. You know, I'm going to be with Father Chris Alar in July in Plano, Texas for the Guadalupe Radio Network's 25th anniversary event. And I'm going to share with him what you just shared with all of us, because that will definitely put a smile on his face that his teaching on Eucharistic miracles really helped you to heal and to grow. I hope that's okay if I share what you had expressed with all of us, because I think it's very important that we support our wonderful priests that are willing to go out there and catechize and help us to understand and to heal. Joe, hang on if you can. Just hang on. I got a couple more. I want to ask you one more question. You hear the music. Ace is right on cue. If you want to join the conversation about the Most Holy Eucharist today, call in 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. Most Holy Eucharist today. This is our Real Presence show, and we're speaking with Joe in Connecticut. Joe, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I want to continue the conversation for a little bit, because I have something I want to ask you about the Eucharistic miracles presentation you heard by Father Chris Alar. But hold on, Joe. Don't go anywhere. Let me just share this with our listeners, because this is very important. And if you want to talk about the Eucharist right now, please, you have that cell phone within reach. It's probably in your hand. Call in and share. If you feel prompted by the Spirit, I'm going to ask you to step up and really shout to the world. You have to understand this, folks. I say this from the bottom of my heart with all of my being, that this platform is helping souls fall in love with Jesus. So if you want to be part of that evangelization effort, call in. If you have a question about the faith, if you're curious about the faith, if you want to know more about the Eucharist, we'll happily point you in the right direction. Please don't hesitate, because the Spirit is moving. We're going into Pentecost this weekend. The Holy Spirit is moving. If you feel that nudge in your spirit, say yes, lean into it, and dial this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Real quickly, I want to share with everyone, if you want peace in this life, the spiritual letters of Venerable Bruno Lanteri, I think I said it right. I hope I did. Okay, now I practiced it, and now I couldn't say it because I was thinking about the Eucharist. So Venerable Bruno by Father Timothy Gallagher. In this treasure trove of letters that he wrote to his spiritual children, discover how Venerable Bruno can help you overcome spiritual discouragement with his straightforward and practical counsels. If you want peace in this life, the spiritual letters of Venerable Bruno I'm going to say Lentari. Okay, that's how I'm going to say it. It looks like a very nice Italian name, and so that's how I'd like to pronounce it. By Father Timothy Gallagher. If you happen to know how to pronounce it, call in and tell me. Available now by Catholic Shop, EWTNRC.com. Okay, it's Friday. You got to give me a little bit of credit. I made it to the end of the week. All right, so pick up that product, but also shop EWTNRC.com, guys. There's new items there. I was just there. It's amazing. So pick up a bunch of stuff that you can start to get ready. I'm not kidding. You can start to get ready for Christmas. I start in August. Okay, we have a couple open phone lines, 833-288-3986. Let's get back to Joe in Connecticut. So Joe, you were impacted by Father Chris's presentation on Eucharistic miracles. It really helped you. Now, I always say that we should pray for these very fine priests that are willing to go out there and to teach and preach just like Father Chris is doing in such a beautiful way. Can you share in just a little bit more of your spiritual kind of growth from this? And maybe could you share any blessings or fruits of the Spirit that is being shown in your life? We're not trying to be nosy, Joe, but there's people listening and they want to know what's happening with you.
Yeah, so thank you. I'll try to do it quickly. What I'm going to say was designated somewhat as a lapsed or lukewarm Catholic. And it was, we adopted our son from Russia. Mm-hmm. And as my son was going through the sacraments, I wound up teaching CCD. I've been a lector, been a Eucharistic minister. And it was always a feeling that I had that I was a fraud as a Catholic. Mm. And so if you can imagine saying the contrition prayer, hoping never to sin again, in the heart of my heart, I didn't believe I would ever be able to walk out of a confessional feeling like I actually had the possibility of striving towards that goal. I just always believed I was going to lapse again and I'd just be back in confession. So get introduced to the story of Fatima, which when she took the three shepherd children to hell, I've been a recovering alcoholic for 30 years. Mm-hmm. I had to actually acknowledge hell and sin instead of a higher power and character defects. And that simple grace, along with saying the rosary with my son every day for the last 2 years, and then us going to celebrate the Eucharist, Blessed Carlo Acutis, was in the process of being canonized, which happened in April of this year. And there are so many young people that aren't even familiar with his story. And, the fact that there have been 4 Eucharistic miracles since 2000, in this day and age of technology, you would think at least half the Catholics would know it. But the real thing to me, even John Paul II, St. John Paul II, had mentioned the fact that his concern for the U.S. Catholic population is that 31% of us believe in actual living divine presence of Jesus in the most holy Eucharist, and that's back to his main concern, and it's the main concern of mine.
Wow, Joe, you are on fire. You have that fire in your belly. You want to get out there and really... you really want to help others to achieve what you have come to learn, don't you?
It's amazing. I mean, how do we not know this? I mean, if you just started our faith from 1917, when Our Lady of the Rosary appeared to the three shepherd children, and then went to Sister St. Faustina in the 30s, right? And then Padre Pio got the stigmata. Padre Pio got the stigmata in 1918, so right after Fatima. They were mm-hmm. all saying the exact same message. And then they all got to a place where they loved Jesus so much they had to bring for the conversion of sinners and right. for the souls in purgatory.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
All the
yeah.
same message.
Yeah.
Right? One in Italy, one in Portugal. It keeps happening. And then, as a recovering alcoholic, that message was going on to Bill W. in America the same time it was going on to Faustina. Simple thing. You want a higher power? Good. That's God. It's love. Love God. Then what's mm-hmm. the other message? Love one another as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So let me ask you this question, Joe. Do you feel more authentic about yourself, a real version of Joe now?
It does, but the scary part is the humility of realizing and actually seeing the amount of sin that I had with the reduction of pride, which I wasn't expecting.
Wow.
But yes.
Joe, you're in an you're on a great path. Your journey is fascinating. Please continue to speak your story. Please. You just did it here on a worldwide platform. Continue, Joe. People need to know your story and what you're working through and how much you are deepening your faith in the Lord and healing through it all. It's very powerful. I think your testimony is very, very important right now, Joe. Okay? Just, it's a little challenge for you, but just be maybe focused on that. It sounds like you are.
With God's grace, we'll get there.
Okay. Okay. Keep us posted, will you? We want a journey with you. And I'll tell Father Chris you said hello. How's that?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. What a great call to get us started on the Real Presence, the Most Holy Eucharist. You see, it transforms you from the inside out, you guys, when you have that aha moment that the light bulb goes off like it did in Joe's life. You say, wow, this is real. This is true. I'm cracking up at the Take Two family right now. You guys are hilarious. You have now sent me half a dozen pronunciations of Venerable Bruno. You're giving me the Italian version, Lantare, all these different versions. I love it. I love the Take Two family. You guys get the picture. You know who we're talking about. Just get the book by Father Gallagher. Okay. I love the Take Two family. You got a great sense of humor and you're always ready to jump into action. We do have an open phone line there. Joe's going to free it at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay. Let's go back to the Eucharist and we're going to go to Mary Jo. And Mary Jo is in Oak Forest, Illinois on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing great because I'm so excited about getting to Mass in about an hour.
Oh, good. I was at Mass in Divine Mercy Chapel this morning, and I was just doing some shopping, running around, and I put on your show, and I heard you're talking again about the True Presence, and I had called in March because I had given a presentation to students at my school about the True Presence, because as a Eucharistic minister, I was noticing that most of the kids weren't receiving properly. And the principal let me give this presentation. It was so well received. I called you about it. And I told you about a little girl from my school who made her own Carlo Acutis website as a result of this presentation.
I remember.
And you had said to call back and let you know how it went. She presented it to each individual class throughout our school. And she is on fire now with the Eucharist. And I told her to just keep going with it because she was the same age that Carlo was when he started his website, and how his mother attributes her salvation to her son. I said, you don't know all that you're going to do with this. So I want to find out when you're going to talk about it again, because I'm not home, and so I don't have her mom's number with me. But I want to let her mom know when you're going to be talking about it next and have this little girl call as well, so you can hear it. You're never too young.
Absolutely. Well, the next Real Presence show is the first Friday of because that would be July 4th, right? Would it be July? Yeah, it would be on a Friday. Ace, if you can look at the calendar, I think July 4th falls on a first Friday. I'm almost positive. That's interesting. So I'll have to double check that. For sure, August, the first Friday of the month of August, it'll be a Real Presence. But Mary Jo, if you want me to put on the calendar a special show so that this student can, July 4th is the first Friday of July. So we'll be having a taped show that day for Independence Day. But if you want to give me an idea of what how you want to frame this, I'll happily put it on the calendar. And I mean, I could talk the Eucharist every single time we do the show. So you tell me, you want to talk about Blessed Carlo Acutis? How about we do that, Mary Jo?
I would love that.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so here's what you got to do, just to make it easy for me. If you could send, when you get a chance, send me an email. Just say, hey, this is Mary Jo. I'll let you know what date I put it on the calendar, because I won't be able to do that right now because I can't multitask like that and do the show. So if you could just email me, take2@ewtn.com. take2@ewtn.com. And everybody, if you have a suggested topic for the summer, you do the same thing. Say, I have a topic. We've been getting tons of topics in. I think Cease just suggested some topics, our dear friend Cease, and some others have sent in topics for the summer. You just go to take2@ewtn.com. Does that sound good, Mary Jo?
That sounds awesome. And I'm looking forward to seeing Father Chris Alar in August 9th at the Maximilian Kolbe Center in Libertyville, Illinois.
Nice.
So I believe he's receiving an award there. So it's wonderful.
Cool.
We'll just keep spreading this faith. I saw the movie The Face of Jesus the other day, and It was very crowded. So I keep telling everyone, God is not dead. We're going to keep him alive.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say that, Mary Jo. I will tell you, I've noticed since since we have a new Holy Father, right, Pope Leo XIV, there has been this huge surge of interest in Catholicism, and you can feel it. And people are actually, you see it on social media. In the past, there would be things like a negative about the Catholic Church, or something that has gone wrong, or something that was misstated, and you'd see a lot of criticism. Now you're seeing a real sense of healthy, holy pride in being Catholic. And I say we ride that wave, and we try to get it out to all ends of the earth, and to really get folks to revisit the Catholic Church, Holy Mother Church, because there's a lot of Catholics, you know, that are name only, or they were born Catholic, they've walked away, and please, it's time to come home. And as a matter of fact, there's a great website, you can get tons of resources and be welcomed home. It's CatholicsComeHome.org, CatholicsComeHome.org. But I agree with you, Mary Jo, there's a real excitement happening right now in our church.
And I help run the St. Rita Shrine Chapel here in Chicago, where he taught. So
wow.
I work with all the Augustinians that know him. So it's very exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. I asked a priest recently on the radio, can I get the hat, the merchandise that says Made in the USA, Pope Leo XIV? And the priest said to me, absolutely, go buy that hat. So I have it on order.
Good.
So,
good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, God bless. And thank you so much. I will send you that email, and we will get this little girl on with you that day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mary Jo. You are awesome. And thanks for following up. See, I love the Take Two family. Okay, you guys are still sending me in pronunciations of Venerable Bruno. I'm just going to leave it at Venerable Bruno. How's that? Because everybody's got a different way to say his last name. But you could keep contacting me. That's fine. I actually enjoy speaking a little bit of Italian. I used to speak Italian, and I had no one to talk to. No one. So I lost it. And it's really unfortunate, but I'm going to try to speak. I'm going to try to pick it back up, or I'd love to speak Spanish, actually. Okay, we're going to go to, you know what? Camilla, hang on, because you're going to hear the music. There it goes, right on cue. Ace is so perfect at that. Camilla, hang on from Maryland, and Jesse, you as well, and the others. As soon as I get back, I'll get to Camilla and everybody else in the order that came in. Just if you want to dial in and be part of the conversation about the Eucharist, dial now, 833-288-3986. We are back talking about the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior in the most holy Eucharist. Oh, it's so powerful. It changes you from the inside out. It's amazing to have that intimacy with our Lord. We're going to get to Camilla in just a moment. And I just want to say to the Take Two family, you guys are amazing. So apparently we heard from somebody who's associated with the author of the book. So they're saying it's Venerable Bruno Lanteri. Okay, so that's what we're going to settle on. The debate is over for now, unless somebody else has a different pronunciation. So it's Venerable Bruno Lanteri. But get the book, EWTNRC.com by Father Gallagher. Great resources that are highlighted here on EWTN for your, you know, for your benefit, for you to grow your faith life. That's the name of the game, folks, is to get to heaven and to go as deep as you possibly can on this side of the veil. Let's hear what Camilla has to say in Sykesville, Maryland, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Camilla. Thanks so much for waiting and welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to mention that, I guess, since I started a Bible study in the 90s and during the right up until 2020, I kept asking God. I know in my head that the church says it's the real presence. I would like to believe it in my heart. And after a series of crazy things, I wound up in Portugal in front of the Bleeding Host. And I'm telling you, you ask God for something, and he really comes through.
Yeah, you're going to get it, right? If you ask for God to show up, he shows up. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. He did. I just wanted to believe in my heart, you know, and not just accept just because the church said it. And boy, you can't look at a Bleeding Host and not believe.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with you. And that is why going back to Blessed Carlo Acutis and the Eucharistic Miracles exhibit that he did over like 125, 130 of the Eucharistic documented Eucharistic miracles from around the world. When you go through that exhibit and you stand there for even just 30 seconds and you're staring at this miracle right in front of you on these boards and you're going, oh my goodness, it's real. It's real. You are real. You are truly present. That's why I tell everyone, Camilla, when I go into a classroom and I teach religious education or I give a presentation or something of that nature, I always say, please insert the word truly, because he's not just present. He's truly present. Body, blood, soul, and divinity, right? Amen.
Yes, amen. It just makes me cry whenever I think about it. It's just the most amazing thing. I just wanted to let you know that.
I'm so glad you did. And I'm so glad that you shared from your heart, because I will tell you, there are so many, thousands and thousands probably right now listening to this program. And they're going, you know, do I really believe it is? I'm not sure. You know, what am I supposed to feel? I'm not feeling anything. You know, there's all these things that we try to, want to experience in order to fully believe. The truth of it is, believe. It's a truth. And that's it. And if we believe, the rest will come, meaning the spiritual development will come. It will happen. And so I just love that you shared from your heart, Camilla.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Okay, so we have an open phone line if you'd like to jump in and if you feel prompted by the Spirit like Camilla did, and please do the same thing. Share your story, because your story matters. But if you don't share it, we're not going to have this opportunity and we miss out. So please do us a service, a gift. Give us a gift by calling 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Jesse is in San Antonio, Texas, on the EWTN app. Hi, Jesse. Welcome.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to say that when I received the resurrected Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, and as the saliva goes into the host and the host goes into me, I say, I knew I'd locked up. Well, it's a vow, a promise, the reality, a fulfillment made present. But that wasn't in my mind. But that's what it is. Anyway, how do we end the Divine Mercy Chaplet?
So are you saying that you feel you can, when you take our Lord in, when you receive our Lord, it really does impact you, and it reinforces what we know to be true about our Lord, right? So there's this element of trust, obviously, this element of being very open to the Lord, receiving the Lord in such an intimate way. Because when we take in food, right, that is very personal to us. And we take that food into our bodies. And so now it does become part of us. And it's so beautiful. So it sounds like, Jesse, when you receive our Lord, you really do understand and you do feel in that openness of receiving our Lord. Am I right about that? Are you, and does it move you to...
Yes, you're right. And you gave me the words I was going to say.
Good. Well, that's beautiful. And I have to ask you this question, and please be brutally honest about this, in a sense that you can educate others or form others in this understanding. Do you almost feel like you're going to well up with emotion and maybe burst into tears, or maybe even burst into laughter of joy because you can feel our Lord? Are there any of those types of emotions that well up inside of you, Jesse?
It's a joy and a humility of becoming one with the immortal God, the resurrected Jesus.
Beautiful.
That's awesome, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think humanly we can comprehend how great that is to become one with the risen Lord.
Mm-hmm. Do I totally agree. Oh, you nailed it. Amen. You nailed it, because that is so true. That is the beauty of the Eucharist. We really can't wrap words around it. It is so beyond us and going, wow, this is so magnificent. This is so miraculous and amazing. And we're in awe of our Lord that he is willing to come inside our bodies like that and to be so united with us. Jesse, you're awesome. Thank you so much for weighing in on this topic from San Antonio, Texas. We so appreciate it. We're going to get to our next caller in just a moment, but Jesse's going to free that phone line for you. So again, I will say to you, if you feel prompted by the Spirit, this is your opportunity. Okay, we are going to run out of time, but you're going to run out of time to call in. So just lean into the Spirit. We're going into Pentecost, you guys. We really need to tap into the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. Very important. And the Spirit is moving. The Spirit is moving in each and every one of you right now. You're listening to this program. So the Spirit is moving. And really take hold of that and do something. Pray. Share. Pass this on to somebody. You know, it's so important to keep the Spirit moving. Let's hear what Kathleen has to say in Lucky, Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Kathleen, do you really live in Lucky, Ohio?
Oh, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, you can hardly hear me. Can you hear me now, Kathleen?
A little better.
Okay. I'm just curious. Is your town really called Lucky? I love that.
Yeah, and I'm moving from that house, but it was on Devil's Hole Road.
Oh, wow.
In Lucky, Ohio. I just wanted to say
go ahead.
That when I made my first communion, I'm 83 years old, but the nun at the time told us about someone that doubted the real presence, and they took a hose home, and they cut it in half, and it bled.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where the nun got this information, but it really impressed me, and stayed with me my whole life. I never doubted that this was truly the body of Christ.
Oh yeah. And most of those miracles, those Eucharistic miracles, they come to be because of the fact that somebody did doubt or did something that was outside of the norm. Right. And so God showed himself. And, you know, it's so interesting to me, Kathleen, because I just picture God going, really? Okay, I presented it to you. You have the truth. Do I have to actually show you my heart muscle? Do I have to actually, you know, have you test the blood? Do you have to actually see it like that? I guess you do. So here you go. That's how I think in my head that he's saying that to all of us. But how beautiful of a God we have that he's willing to do that for us, because we have such a difficult time comprehending it. But I say God bless that nun that shared with that communion class, because it stayed with you for so many years, Kathleen. So you are blessed. I think you're more than lucky, Kathleen.
I feel very blessed. I do.
Yeah.
First of all, just to be born in the Holy Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
That is amazing, awesome. And I just thank God every day.
I do as well, Kathleen. Before my mother passed away in 2021, I said to her, Mom, thank you so much. I don't know if we, all of us six kids, thanked you and Dad, but thank you so much for putting us through Catholic education, for, you know, having us raised a Catholic, baptizing us Catholic, living out our Catholic faith. I said, thank you so much. And my mother just looked at me like she thought I was crazy or something, because it was so natural to her. So she's just like, yeah, we're Catholic. And it was so interesting, but I never thanked her before, because I really felt that deep sense of appreciation and gratitude for what my parents had to go through to put us all through private Catholic education. And it was a lot. You know, there were six of kids and two parents, eight people. And that was a lot. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and they really sacrificed a lot so that we could have, see, I'm going to cry, so we could have the faith. So I'm right with you, Kathleen. I'm so grateful that I was born and raised Catholic. I never walked away from the Catholic faith like some people have done that, and they're back home now, so that's wonderful. I never walked away. I was always a pretty strong Catholic my whole life, and I'm very grateful of it. So Kathleen, you are awesome. Thank you so much. It says you said you were moving from Lucky to another city, so blessings to you on the move. We hope you it's a wonderful place you're moving to, and so thank you for calling, Kathleen. God bless you. Okay, we're going to get to Diane in Rochester, Minnesota on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Diane. Diane, are you with us?
I am.
Okay.
I am with, yes. I am here.
You
can
go
you
right
hear
ahead.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. You go right ahead.
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call. I so enjoy your program. I was calling in because last week I missed Mass, and I haven't missed Mass for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have no excuse. I could have went. And so my question is, before I take communion in the Eucharist, mm-hmm. Do I have to go to confession?
Yes. And let me tell you why, because you said it yourself. You said you didn't have a reason for missing Mass. Let me just be clear for everybody listening. So obviously you know, as a Catholic, right? If we intentionally miss Mass and we know that it is a sin to do that, then yes, you would want to go to confession, before you receive communion, because one of the things you do, and this is for everybody, Diane, if you miss Mass, please go to confession before you receive the next time. You don't want to receive unworthily. Why? Because if you do indeed have a mortal sin on your soul because of intentionally missing Mass without a good reason, okay, if you do and you receive communion on top of that, you are heaping another mortal sin on top of the other mortal sin. So the breaking of your friendship, the breaking of your relationship with God becomes that much more severe. So you do want to go to confession and say, I miss Mass, and then you'll feel in a good place, and you will feel wonderful about receiving worthily. Does that help, Diane?
Right. It does help. You know, and I was born and raised Catholic, and I so cherish my Catholic faith now, mm-hmm. but it mm-hmm. took a while, right?
Yeah.
It took many, many decades. And we were never, that was never taught. I mean, it probably was taught, but mm-hmm. It wasn't stressed as much, I feel, as now people are getting educated about that. So they'll, I know well, people that'll miss Mass and then they'll just go again and not go to confession.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so thank
well,
you for,
well, you're, yes, but for, Diane, let me share something. Two things you just said that are so powerful. The first one is the reason why we're getting proper formation now is thanks to Catholic radio. Okay. Thanks to EWTN radio and television. Okay. It is it, the formation we're receiving now is amazing. And it's very thorough. It's solid catechesis. And so that's why I'm so grateful to all the affiliates that have the local stations, going strong in their areas because they are forming, Catholics in the faith and they're bringing folks into the Catholic Church, to Holy Mother Church, because they've done studies from around the country. It can be as high as 30% and 40% in certain areas of the country that aren't Catholic, that are listening to Catholic radio. So you're talking at just a massive amounts of formation. The other thing too is if a person really doesn't know that missing Mass, if they really don't know it, Diane, that if they really don't know that missing Mass is a mortal sin and they go and receive, it's not necessarily heaping another mortal sin because they didn't know. But once they are informed, once they understand that, you can't just dismiss it. So I really would encourage folks, if you know, and I'm telling you right now, that it is a serious sin to miss Mass intentionally without a reason, then now you know. So now you should take responsibility for that and go to confession before the next time you receive. So there are a lot of people that just don't know, Diane. So that's why it's important that we repeat ourselves over and over again on radio, because there's new listeners each and every day. What do you say, Diane? I want to give you the final words.
Right. And I didn't know in the past, and now I do know. So, yeah. Thank you for clarifying. And it is always good to go to confession.
Oh, yeah. I actually went to confession one time in 1 week's span. I went 3 times. Don't ask me why I did that. I have no idea. And I was just, every time I got out of the confessional, something else happened and I went right back into the confessional the next day. Finally, I think Father was so tired of me. He just said, you just need to go home. But yeah, I love confession. You're getting tons of graces. You don't have to wait for a mortal sin to go to confession. Receive the graces of the sacrament. Diane, you're awesome. I could talk to you forever. Thank you so much. God bless you. Now you can get started with your weekend. We're going to get to Fred in just a moment. I'm going to try to get to everybody who's waiting to come on air with us. But I wanted to talk about Vatican Insider with Joan Lewis. Join Joan Lewis on EWTN Radio for Direct from the Eternal City, airing Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Broadcasting live from the Vatican, Joan speaks with officials and visitors discussing events shaping both the church and global affairs. Okay, let's get to Fred, who's waiting so patiently in Marshfield, Massachusetts, on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. I'm getting ready to go to Mass. I'm so excited. You go right ahead.
Yes. Thanks for that info on the Mass tonight, because I already started looking for one in my area. Thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah, let me know, Fred. Send me an email if you can. I'm just curious which areas of the country. I know we have like one at nighttime here in Arizona, but I'm just curious if other dioceses, which ones have Friday night Masses. But go ahead, Fred. You have the floor.
I don't know what you filled you in on. About a month before Easter, I've gotten back into the faith, much more serious, better understanding. Not missing Mass. I do my rosary 4 to 5 times a day whenever I can. Mm-hmm. And I've had activity in my home. And this has happened periodically for the past 15 years. I actually moved and have had probably 8 instances where I live that my daughter, when she would come and visit, wouldn't even take a shower in my home. She would always say, I feel like I'm being watched. That it got to a point where I was pressed down in my bed, held down, paralyzed, had sleep paralysis almost, I think they call it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I've had the house blessed recently, 2 weeks ago. I had it blessed back then also, and it didn't have any occurrences. I got to the point where my pets wouldn't even sleep in the bedroom anymore. But since I've gotten back into the faith, I've had more occurrences. And 3 weeks ago, going on 3 weeks ago, I had two priests come. They did a blessing. I have vibrations in my chair whenever I stop doing my rosary to, we had sensations of something not right in there. I'm not crazy. That I was actually attacked two nights in a row now. That it got physical this time. It almost was like I slept on my couch in the fetal position, that I was held down on my side. I was trying to fight to move. When I was able to move, I rolled off. And it felt like I got a couple of snaps. I threw my arm up and it felt like I hit something, but I couldn't see anything. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm not crazy.
Well, no, I understand, Fred. Let me ask you a question. What did the priests say when they came to your home recently? Did they say anything? Like there's maybe some, did somebody bring something into the home? Are there any objects there? And do you know if anybody in your family is dabbling in the occult? Anything of that nature, Fred?
Not that I know of. I confessed to him because he gave me an oppression cleansing. Mm-hmm. I met with him actually for 2 hours. It was a confession from all the way back to First Communion, everything I could remember.
Right.
For example, I never knew going to a fortune teller was of the occult. So,
I've
done these before, and I told him this. And unfortunately, I did a Ouija board once in my early 20s with a friend, and never again. But I confess these. I've never had any occurrences that I could remember after that.
Mm-hmm.
So I the next day after I was kind of hit feeling and held down, that was 3 days ago, I went to see the priest, and he looked at me and he said, well, I have to think about this and I am going to get back to you and we have to bless the house again. But I haven't heard from him since. So that's one of my things.
Okay. So Fred, I would definitely pursue that with the priest and also ask Father this question. Would you do this for me? Ask Father if you can put, typically the Epiphany blessing needs to be at the beginning of the year, but ask Father if you can, he can do, or you can do the Epiphany blessing on your doorposts of all of the doors of the home, all of the entrances of the home. If you can do the Epiphany blessing and the prayer and the blessed chalk and the writing of the words and then the blessing, the prayer. Ask Father if you can do that now, mid-year. Would you do that?
I certainly will. I'm writing that down right now.
Epiphany blessing. As a matter of fact, if he's going to pay a visit at your home, ask him to do it. Ask him to do it and make sure you have some chalk there, white chalk that he can bless, okay? Because he doesn't probably have it in his car, you know, blessed chalk. Not many priests carry blessed chalk around, okay?
I got you. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
Well, let me tell you why, Fred. There's a reason. My co-host, Adam Bly of the Spirit World, which, by the way, everyone, our show is tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, and we're talking Pentecost, all things Holy Spirit tomorrow in an open forum. And you're welcome, Fred, to call into the Spirit World anytime and speak with Adam Bly. But he talks about the power of the Epiphany blessing. And he's in exorcism work every single Friday. He's in sessions right now as we speak. In the Diocese of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So, Fred, ask Father about the Epiphany blessing and see what he says. Let me know how it's going. We're going to put you in the prayer book because that's really difficult to encounter that. But you said that you confessed everything about the Ouija board and all sorts of things. And that's good. And everybody has dabbled in the occult, horoscopes, anything like that should go to confession, get it away from you, get it off of you. And so Fred, that was really good that you did that, but keep us posted and we'll keep you in prayer. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Fred. Absolutely. I've heard your story before, actually, so I didn't think you were crazy. So you're all good, Fred, here. This is a safe place to really explore what's going on in our lives and in the faith, okay? Take care, Fred. Thank you so much. All right, that'll do it. We did have Julia on the line, and she dropped off, and I think she had a story about receiving the Eucharist. Julia, if you want to email me, I'd love to hear the details of that. It's take2@ewtn.com. By the way, we read everything. Like Pedro in Portugal, we read all of your emails. I love your emails. They're so much fun to read. We read everything, and we respond when there's an urgent matter that comes up. So please be patient with us. Jerry's still on the silent retreat. Continue prayers for him and the other seminarians, please. And on Monday, we're going to talk about daydreaming. Yeah, do you daydream? Wow, it's going to be a great show on Monday. Okay, thank you to the show team, Rich and Ace. You did a great job. Everybody on the chats, you're awesome. I love you to pieces. Thank you so much. And the affiliates, wow, you just work 24/7 for us. Thank you so very much for carrying this program along with all the other great programs that you give to your listeners. Thank you. And if you're... station comes to you next week and says it's pledge drive, please give generously. Until we meet again, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.